First topic, going into depth this hour, topic of the role of the journalist. If you recall Stephen Colbert facing off with the White House dinner for correspondents, he didn't just look Bush in the face and lambaste him. He took on the people who would dare to attend such an event. It seems so convivial that the journalists who cover the White House get together and break bread once a year, bury the hatchet, you know, make sure those bonds are solidified. It's wrong. It's wrong. The fact is, journalism and the powers that be are inherently antagonistic to each other, as they should be. You shouldn't, as a journalist, be faced with uncovering a story and think, hey, you know what, though? He bought me the best bottle of scotch last year. I don't know if I really want to do this. And even if they don't think that on a conscious level, it works the soul in tiny ways to create these obligations, to create at least the appearance of social interaction. Now, granted, the definition of journalism is in heavy flux because bloggers have come on board, because citizen journalism has really taken off. But I think most people of any integrity would say that still, journalists and the people they write about should not be hobnobbing around together. Glenn Greenwald had this up on Salon.com today, and he's the one who got me thinking about it. We thought, what the heck? We will ask him to come on the show. And Glenn Greenwald, you're joining us from Brazil?
I am. How are you?
Hi, it's good to have you. What are you doing in Brazil? You still with us, Glenn? Oh, we lost him. Well, we may not find out what he's doing in Brazil, but we're going to get him anyway. Here's what he did. He covered a video that was made at John McCain's ranch over the weekend, and McCain invited the journalists that cover him, and he cooked for them. He grilled for them. They had wine together. They partied together. And his daughter, Megan, well, ostensibly, put this video up. When you look at this video, it's awfully darn professional. The editing is professional. The music's professional. She's 23 years old. Maybe she has these skills to knock this out from last weekend to now. What, 24 hours? We'll find out. But while we work to get Glenn Greenwald back, let's listen to a little bit of that video.
Yesterday, we hosted the press corps at our cabin in Sedona, and my dad grilled his famous ribs and chicken for them, and it was a really fun experience. I thought it was going to be a lot more difficult than it ended up being, because anytime there's a big group of press around, you have to be on in some context or another, but everybody really relaxed, and it was really fun to kind of see, you know, big journalistic figures like Holly Bailey swinging on the tire swing, and John Martin, like, helping my dad grill ribs, and it was just really fun to see sort of like the juxtaposition of like the DC reporters of my cabin in Sedona. The guys from the Politico brought her flowers, which I still think is like the most adorable thing ever. So thank you. I thought it was like so cute that they decided to bring my mom flowers, because that's, you know, rare. They are journalists.
Quite the deal, huh? Got somebody swinging in the tire swing with a glass of wine in her hand. Politico brings her flowers. This stinks to high heaven. Glenn Greenwald, do we have you back?
I think I am back.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you. It's good to have you. You found this, and what was your immediate thought?
Well, I had written about the weekend that the journalist had spent on McCain's ranch over the past few days, because the accounts were unbelievable, just in terms of how they were prohibited from asking questions. It was purely a social event. They basically went for the weekend and just sat around and chatted. But that video brought it home in just such a visceral way, just how amiable the whole thing was, how unprofessional it was, and how clearly it affects the dynamic between the traveling press corps covering the McCain campaign and their feelings towards John McCain, the person. I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious how inappropriate it is to actually see it in video. Actually brings it home even more strongly.
But with the sheer number of journalists that were there, do you feel perhaps that you and I are outnumbered in thinking this is inappropriate?
Well, I would absolutely believe that the vast majority of the public would have their trust, which is already extremely low in journalists, further eroded by seeing that. But, you know, most journalists are actually upfront about the fact that they know that They have a reputation for being completely enamored of John McCain. I mean, the Newsweek reporter who was swinging on a tube while she was drinking wine in that video, when she wrote her article about the weekend for Newsweek, the headline was McCain hosts his base at his ranch, because the media that travel around with John McCain are referred to as his base. They're the ones who support him and love him. And yet, the affection that they have for him and the desire to be near him seems to completely outweigh any concerns that they have about how their professionalism will be perceived or the trust that people will have in their reporting, because they continue to engage in behavior like this.
I'm talking to Glenn Greenwald. His column on Salon.com first brought this video to my attention. He's also a book author. I'm sure you've heard of his work. How Would a Patriot Act came out in 2006, and A Tragic Legacy, examining the Bush legacy in June of last year. He's got another book coming out. Talk about that in a moment. Glenn, have you heard response from any other journalists that differ with your interpretation of what went on here and how appropriate it was?
Well, actually, yeah. I've had some discussions with Anna Marie Cox of Time Magazine, who was actually there, and she and I are actually going to tape a sort of video debate tomorrow about the propriety of the behavior of the press corps, not just there, but just in general, the way they interact with John McCain. And, you know, what her view seems to be that it actually is helpful to journalists to get to know the candidate and see all the different sides of the candidate, because it helps them understand the candidate better. But what actually ends up happening is they start relating to the candidate as a friend, as somebody that they work with, someone they see every day, someone that they want to like them. And so they refrain from doing things that might make the candidate angry or upset, the way that you would refrain from doing things that would make a coworker or a friend upset. And that means including reporting things that would reflect negatively on the candidate, because they know that if they report something negatively on the candidate, they're going to have to face their peers and John McCain the next day, and there's a lot of peer pressure and social stigmatization that comes from that, and it starts creating this bubble where they all basically censor things that reflect negatively on him and report things that reflect well on him. And I'll just quickly add to that, she was actually on CNN this week and talking about this dynamic, and one of the things she said, there was a report where McCain had gotten into an argument with Elizabeth Buemiller of the New York Times over whether he had talked about becoming John Kerry's running mate. And Anna Marie Cox was on CNN, and she said, well, Elizabeth Buemiller is very new to the campaign. Most of us know that when he, McCain, has those sorts of explosions or anger, outbursts of anger, it just means that he hasn't had his coffee yet. We've seen it many times, and most of us would never have reported that, but she's new to the campaign, and she doesn't realize that that's sometimes what he's like, and so she reported it, really talking about him like he was sort of a, you know, kind of cranky grandfather who you accommodate rather than someone trying to be president.
That really gives me a shiver. I don't know what your personal obligations are right now. Glenn, can you hang with me for a few minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break here on Green 960. I didn't forget the name of the station. I was forgetting what I was doing. Green 960, I'm Angie Carr. We're taking this break. We'll get some traffic from Sebastian and be back in a few minutes with Glenn Greenwald. We will also take your calls on this issue, the too friendliness of journalists during this political season. 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. At 3:20, I'll be right back. Glenn Greenwald is on the line. He happens to be in Brazil right now. His column is available to you at Salon.com. It's one of their opinion columns. And Glenn posted a video created by John McCain's daughter, and it outlines the activities and fun that various journalists had at his ranch while McCain fed them and wined them and dined them. Glenn Greenwald, one of my issues I have with this, I mean, to me, it's a continuum. There's not many a journalist that would be happy to take a check from a politician. Now, if that politician were to convert that check into a gift of some kind or a certificate for dinner, they might be a little less leery about it, but it's still wrong. And McCain has taken the money and invested it instead in a weekend at his place. Is there really a difference?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I think one of the reasons why there's a difference of opinion about whether this is an appropriate thing for journalists to do is because journalists have a completely warped view of what their role is. I mean, the reason why, you know, the media is given, you know, constitutional primacy in the First Amendment is because they're supposed to be a watchdog over political officials, an adversarial force. But reporters don't see it that way. They see that political figures are actually their colleagues. And so if you were to look at any other venue where people are supposed to be adversarial to one another or watchdogs over one another, whether it be judges and lawyers and parties to a lawsuit, obviously if a party to a lawsuit against you, you found out, were socializing on the weekend at the home of a judge, you would question whether the judge could be objective in adjudicating the lawsuit because they're socializing with one of the parties that they're supposed to be adversarial to. That's exactly the same thing here. Reporters are supposed to be objective and adversarial and even confrontational with political figures, which is completely at odds with behavior like this, but they don't see their role as adversarial any longer. They see political officials and the people they cover as their peers, and so that's how they treat them.
Glenn Greenwald is an author and commentator. Prior to that, he was a constitutional law and civil rights litigator in New York. If we were to reflect back, I mentioned earlier, Glenn, the audacity that Stephen Colbert had at the White House dinner for the correspondents. And he did take them on, and he did say that some of what they're doing is inappropriate. Did that have any lasting effect in the journalistic community?
You know, I don't think it did. I mean, and it's funny, I actually think that speech by Stephen Colbert is probably, you know, one of the most insightful, powerful, and probably the most subversive political speech of the entire Bush administration, because you're absolutely right in what you said in the introductory remarks. I mean, he really looked those reporters in the eye and mercilessly mocked them for being essentially stenographers and royal members of the royal court who serve power rather than engage in any actual journalism. And, you know, that speech that he gave was universally panned among journalists as being unfunny and rude.
I forgot that. That's right. I forgot the columns were so negative about it.
Oh, yeah. They were all up in arms about that. You know, it was a horribly inappropriate speech, and they all said how unfunny it was and bullying. Because it was one of the very first times that they were confronted so directly with their complete malfeasance. But I don't think that, you know, they took that to heart. I think they just dismissed Colbert's commentary as being rude and inappropriate and didn't really listen to any of it.
Before I let you go, why don't you tell us what this new book is about?
It's called Green American Hypocrites, Toppling the Big Myth of Republican Politics. And it essentially looks at the tactics, the deceitful tactics that the right wing uses to win elections and the ways in which the establishment press enables them and helps disseminate them, the way Democrats and liberals are demonized and Republican leaders are built up into these icons that bear no relationship to reality. So it's definitely appropriate for a year in which John McCain's running for president and the media will be there cheering him on.
You know, considering that's what you're covering, I expect you're going to have to come out with several volumes.
I think it could fill several volumes for sure.
Glenn Greenwald, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.